So I'm going to be a little bit more personal with you tonight. I had been wanting to do this specific talk for close to 7 years, and this was the perfect time, and I knew that I could actually tell you what I really wanted to say and get it off my chest, because I tell you, I had run into some personal issues. By the way, this is my personal testimony. And, I had run into issues. It was about third grade or so. It was a while back. Now, third grade, out of the other three siblings that I have, I'm the rebel child. Okay? I don't know if you'd think that, but I really am the rebel child. I didn't want to do anything what my parents told me to do. If my parents asked me to do something, they, all three of them did, but I was like, no, not happening. And so, first off, I want to start with the question tonight is, have you ever let go? Have you ever come to a point in life where you just say, God, I can't do it. I don't want you. I don't need you. This is the end. Have you come to that point where you totally gave up and realized, no, Christianity is not for me. God isn't for me. I love the world too much, and I know I'm right, and God is wrong. Well, in a third grader's mind, of course, we'd, of course, all think that. But, see, the thing is this is where I'm going to get really personal, and I tell you, the struggle that I came into is thank God my parents helped me realize this, and number one person was God helped me realize this. I had run into becoming a robber. I actually was a robber. I robbed stores, I robbed people, I robbed my friends, and most of all, I robbed God. I'd realized in life that I couldn't hold on to Him. I just wanted other things. I just didn't want God. There was one point in my life where I just said, God, I hate you. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what you want me to do. God, I can't do it for you. You're calling the wrong person. You're calling the wrong person. And I tell you, I didn't know what to do. I had talked to so many people about this. I talked to my parents about it. Most of all, I tried to talk to God about it. I just didn't feel like He was there. I didn't feel like He was a part of my life. And I know He wasn't, because I shunned Him out. I'd realized that God just wasn't for me. It wasn't. I don't want to get really too personal, but who has ever felt that they were not really wanting God in their life? I'm pretty sure a lot of us, there have been points in our lives where we just kind of told God to leave. Yeah. That's exactly where I was. I just didn't want Him. There was one time where I'm going to totally regret this, but I actually had prayed to Satan. I had prayed to Satan from a lot of things that could come true for me that would make me feel good, but really it wouldn't do anything else to other people. It just made me feel good. It was all focused on me. It was me, me, me. That's all it was. It was a point where I realized it's not just about me. I was in Costa Rica doing a mission seminar there with a bunch of my friends, and I tell you, Costa Rica is a great place, but what I got out of it the most is I got to see God personally. 2 years ago, that's when I had my first interaction with God and realized He still cares. He still holds on. Now, you're going to think I'm kind of crazy at this, but I have my best moments in the most awkward places. And you're probably wondering, what in the world? What is he going to say next? I was in the shower once. Yeah, I know, right? And I was in the shower, and this was after I've connected back to God, and I realized He is the center of my life. And I just asked myself, what gives me the option to let go? God never let go of you, so what gives you the option to let go of Him? What gives you the right? I mean, He died on a cross for each and every single one of you here today. He hung on a cross for you. I realized something, that cross was the pathway for heaven to me, was pathway to eternal life with the real person that you want to be with life. He had died for every single person. He had especially died for me. What's so funny is I can't fathom that He never lets go. Every time I let go of Him, and I just stop and think, wow, I just let go of God. But what's really interesting is He still stands there today at your heart, at the door. He still knocks. He asks, would you let me in? Of course, God will let you in. And then we'll have our negative times where we say, God, we don't want you here. He still holds out His hands for you and I. No matter how many times you fall, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, He still can pick you up and hold you. That's what meant so much to me, was I realized that God can still accept me for who I am. No matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, no matter how I've treated someone, no matter how much I've been bad to God, realized He still accepts. I want to read you a text from Hebrews 13:5. You can follow me if you want to. Hebrews 13:5 says, don't love money, be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. I failed God. He never abandoned me. I abandoned God. He never abandoned me. I still can't believe each day I thank God for that breath of life that He gives me each day, because I can realize that He can take it away. But He loves me too much, because He still holds on. That cross means a lot to me. Every time I see that cross, I realize, wow, He hung on that cross for me. He hung on that cross for every single person in this world, no matter who accepts it and who doesn't. He still died for each and every one of us. I want to play you guys a song by David Crowder Band. It goes perfectly with what I'm talking about. It's Never Let Go. I just want to play that song for you.
When clouds and sun and disaster comes, oh my soul, oh my soul. When waters rise and hope takes flight, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh my soul. Ever faithful, ever true, you are known, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go. when clouds brought rain and disaster came. Oh my soul, oh my soul. When waters rose and hope had flown. Oh my soul, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Ever faithful, ever true, you I know, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. Oh my soul, overflows. Oh I love, oh I love. Oh my soul, fills with hope. Perfect love that never lets go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go.
Crazy to think that it never lets go. Before I end, I had thought about this. I'm just like the prodigal son, where I didn't really want to stick to God. God's the father and I'm the son, and I just left. I said I want out. Of course, God lets us our own way. Even though he made it think it's not the right way, he still lets you. I realized I need to come back to God. I really do. I guarantee you, I can't live without God. He's the author of life. Without him, I'm nothing. I want to ask you one simple question. Have you let go? Are you still holding on to God? Guarantee you, if you're not and you're just struggling, I'll tell you something great. He still holds on.